We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
What is up, Nets fans? Jack Manuel here for another Brooklyn Buzz. And the Nets get a W in Dennis Schroeder's debut. 123-103, they take down Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. And couldn't have asked for a better night in Brooklyn for these Nets because it all went well from go to woe. They outscored the Spurs in every single quarter of the game. They really got things going in the second. And Dennis Schroeder might have been the best player out there on the court. So let's start with him. In his debut, Dennis Schroeder, 27 minutes, apologies. 6 of 13 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3, 15 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds, plus 10, only the 2 turnovers. And via the YES Network, only Kelvin Ramsey in 1983 and James Harden have had 15 and 10 games in their Nets debut. So not a bad little game from Dennis goddamn Schroeder. And look, I've got like that sort of Shaq meme stuck in my head right now, and I wasn't familiar with your game. Now, I've been familiar with Dennis Schroeder's game. You know, I watched a lot of the FIBA tournament, and he was a star there, MVP there. What I wasn't familiar with was the passing. Dear Lord, the passing tonight was just insane. Like, he was dropping off pocket passes, dimes, bounce passes, insane lobs. Like, his passing tonight was out of this world, and it just sparked the Nets in many ways, more than one. Like, they had how many assists? Let me go to the team assists. They had 31 assists on 49 made field goals. And dear Lord, the Nick Claxton and Dennis Schroeder pairing is like prime Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire. Obviously, a bit of hyperbole there, but let the Nets fans have it after game one, because imagine what these two are going to do together as they actually get some time, a bit of practice, some more game reps. That synergy only will get better. Like, I think I just want to individually break down some of his individual plays, because it deserves, you know, a thorough dissection. And look, obviously, I'm doing it on a platform, you know, an audio platform, but it is worth sort of diving into. So he jumps into the game at 6'11". He finds DSJ in transition initially, and that sort of sparked a Nets 6-0 run, and they sort of got the lead a little bit. Then he drives and does a skip-out pass to DSJ. DSJ gets a corner three, or near corner three. It's on the sort of base, the right corner, near the right corner. Then DFS has a screen, and then Schroeder has this like through the legs sort of pocket pass, and DFS gets some free throws. That was lovely. He had like an awesome pull up three, you know, on the break, and the Nets are on like an 18-5 run. That was at about 25-15. He's shooting like about 35% from three this year, but he looked much more comfortable, much more fluid, much more efficient there tonight, where he was 3 of 5. And then he finds McHale on the left side for the three. He hits a three himself. He gets this nice little elbow mid-ranger. His midi is wet. Like, it's McHale, maybe not KD level, but it's as good as McHale's. He's mid-ranger. And at that point, he had 8 points in 5 minutes. Then, off the Clax pick and roll, Clax has been setting some wonderful screens this year, and I'll dive into Clax in a little bit. But Schroeder gets this really smooth floater. At this point, he's at 10 points and 5 assists. We're at 52-41 in favor of the Nets. Then an absolute dime of a pocket pass to Clax, who rolls to the rim hard. And look, the effect that Dennis Schroeder's play is going to have on Nick Claxton, it might earn him an extra $1, 2, 3, 4, 5 million in free agency. I think he's going to be absolutely loving this signing that Sean Marks did make and the trade that he did make. Then there was a sort of leave behind dime that he had to Clax for the dunk in the third that was, you know, insane. And I think the one that a lot of people will be speaking about, and there's great video of it, I think, on the Nets Twitter and socials. The ATO at the end of the third, it's like 0.4 seconds to go, something like that. And Schroeder just lobs this alley with such pace, precision, and timing, and dexterity. It is a thing of beauty, and I could watch that highlight again and again and again. Obviously, it was Nick Claxton who just slammed it home and had a game himself. But, man, if Dennis Schroeder can play half as good as this and be as consistent, you know, for the Nets going forward, he's going to be a hell of a signing. I liked the signing. I love the signing after the game one, let's put it that way. But his steadiness, stability, I like him as a feisty defender. I think he's got good attitude. He's just a marked upgrade on Spencer, who's going to be doing some things in Lakeland, and good luck to him. But he was brilliant tonight, Dennis Schroeder, and I could speak for him for another 5 to 10 minutes. But I should get to his pick and roll partner. And before I do, Dennis Schroeder actually did speak about the pick and roll pairing, and this is via Eric Slater. It was a nice little quote. He said, "He sets a big time screen. He puts a lot of pressure on the rim rolling, so the pocket pass and the oop play is always open. When we get that chemistry right in practice, it's going to be big time for our team." I mean, it's already big time, Dennis. It's going to be bigger time. It's going to be large time. It's going to be gargantuan time for the Brooklyn Nets once you guys get it even stronger of a connection. And that was a wonderful connection that we did see in game one. He also did speak about him sort of settling in Brooklyn. This is via Lucas Kaplan. He said, "Yeah, I'm at the hotel, got my computer, play a lot of Call of Duty since my family isn't here yet." He said that his son's birthday is tomorrow, probably today when you guys are listening to this. She's going to fly back to Toronto for the day to celebrate. I don't miss birthdays. Respect. Respect to Dennis Schroeder. You know, back in the days, you know, I probably had some criticism, disdain. You know, he was a pet sort of peeve of mine when he would come up against the Nets. But I've garnered a lot of respect in just 27 minutes of play and just a couple of days in Brooklyn. I think he's going to warm himself to Nets fans very, very quickly if he hasn't already, like he has to me. But after the break, guys, I'll get to the rest of the team, including Nick Claxton, Jalen Wilson, Dennis Smith Jr., Cam Thomas, heap of other guys, as well as a few little tidbits from Sean Marks here and there as well. All right.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Nick Claxton. 27 minutes, 10 of 15 from the field, 11 boards, 3 of them offensive, a steal, 2 blocks, 20 points for him tonight, a 20 and 10 game. Dear Lord, was he on one. Like, his dunking was out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind. Like, in the first quarter, He attacks Wemby and essentially gets him on like a little mini poster. Like, let's just put that on maybe an A4 piece of paper. That was something. Then he has his, like, I feel like he has this one every sort of three games, like a transition take and drive. That was at 42-37. Wonderful sort of play. Again, I'm diving deep into the tape today, guys. So if you've got, if you're watching the game in the background, make sure you chuck it on or check the highlights. That was awesome. And then Cam Thomas had some nice little passes tonight, including one to Klax in a little mini pick and roll, 54-46. Klax is just dunking and dunking and dunking and dunking. Like, Cam had a nice dime to him as well in transition too. So yeah, it feels like when there is solid enough point guard play out there, Klax is going to utilize that and then some. So having a solid enough point guard like Dennis Schroeder, like Cam Thomas, who I think is really growing in stature as a playmaker for himself as well as others, it's just going to benefit Nick Claxton immensely. And I think we're going to start to see Klax really get back to Klax City, baby. Klax City is strong. It's just great to see him with that level of force, tenacity, aggression. That's what we know about Nick Claxton. That's what we know and love. And he's going to be a net going forward. It's just going to be about what that number is. And keeps playing, putting up 20-10s and a nice synergy with Dennis Schroeder. He's going to be earning a big payday. And full credit to him. What a great game for Nick Claxton tonight. I should get to Ben Simmons, the BS report. Not a lot of BS from Ben tonight. 6-7 from the field. Only missed the one shot. Even got to the free throw line. Hit one of them. One of his two. 5 dimes, 3 boards, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 13 points. Ben Simmons was nice tonight, guys. He was nice. This is, obviously, he's been back a couple of games and offensively still finding that groove. But I wanted to touch on a couple little things. His cutting was really positive tonight. He had some nice little cuts where he was like, you know, Mikhail was handed a little bit from some defenders, Cam Thomas as well, and he cuts nicely. Like, cutting to the rim to score. That's what I want to see from Ben. You know, get that number up to 4 free throws a game. Continue to build that confidence. You know, he's driving hard, and that to me is, you know, early in the game, like, he sealed the defender, and a really nice Cam Thomas pass when he got that seal. That was, like, super early in the game at 7-4. And yeah, like, obviously the turnaround fadeaway is the one that everyone's going to be watching. And when I saw it, as I was watching it, I'm like, this reminds me of sort of the Ben Simmons hype tape that we get in the preseason. He always like has that shot. So if he's hitting it, I'm like, great. But for me, it's more about the tone and pace and aggression and mentality which he's playing with. Which he spoke to Brian Lewis and Nets reporters about. He said this, feeling better. It takes time, and it's up and down each day, but I'm just staying with it. The storm doesn't last forever. I want to get back to where I was, so just staying on it. So keep staying on it, Ben. Keep staying on it. We'll keep going with it. Ben 10, storming well. Let's weather that storm, and then let's see how he goes maybe for the Boomers. Maybe we get a Ben Boomer, which would be great to see for all the Aussie fans, Aussie Hoops fans around the world. But guys, Cam Thomas had a nice little game tonight as well. 36 minutes, 9-10 from the field, 5-10 from three. That is what is, and he was plus 22, leading the Nets in that department. He is absolute money from three. Like, he had like a rainbow three over Victor Wembanyama. He's taken those like quick trigger catch and shoot ones, 4 assists as well, 2 steals. Cam is a special player, and he's had his issues with his efficiency of late, but this is a guy you continue to start. You continue to give him the keys. You know, led the team in minutes tonight as well. You know, Mikal Bridges only had the 33. Now, obviously, probably Cam played a little bit more. Cam T played a little bit more. Cam Johnson wasn't out there, so there's minutes here and there. But this is, you look at 9-19 from the field, 5-10 from three. Could have gotten a lot more foul calls as well. Like, he was getting hit a lot, and he wasn't getting great calls at all. You know, it just feels like he's not getting the best whistle. But yeah, he's playmaking for others, as I alluded to. You know, he's passing, his timing. He's just reading the game super well right now. It's a joy to watch. And this team has a bit of buzz. I pardon the pun, I didn't mean to, but a bit of buzz to it, and I'm enjoying it. Mikal Bridges was fine tonight, 3-6 from 3. That's something that he's been really consistent with lately. Rebounding the ball well, couple of nice dimes, 4-11 from the field. Dorian Finney-Smith did foul out, you know, in his return game. 1-4 from the field, and that was a 3-ball, but his defense on Victor Wembanyama was pretty strong. Also, 3 dimes for him. Jalen Wilson is someone that I really want to give a lot of love to. Jalen Wilson and Dennis Smith Jr. tonight. Jalen Wilson, 3-4 from the field, 2-3 from 3. That confidence and that just no hesitation is something that I'm loving. 6 rebounds. This dude is a rebounding king. He just times it. Like, he had a really long rebound. Let me find it in my notes, guys, because it is something that I legitimately highlighted. So it was in the first quarter. Mikal Bridges gets a 3 off Jalen Wilson hustling on the offensive boards. That's just what you want out of a guy who just brings that energy. And again, I'm sharing that Sean Marks because I might give him a bit of criticism later in the pod. But signing this guy with the 51st pick, he is beyond that. NBA-ready player. Especially the fact that that 3-ball is gone. He's got tenacity, heart, hustle, aerobic capacity. He's an athlete. You know, he just works and works and works. 2 dimes for him tonight as well. You know, Royce going out to Phoenix leaves a huge opening for Jalen Wilson. He took that opportunity with both hands, and it's like, this is mine. Keep giving me those minutes, Jacques. And Dennis Smith Jr. as well. 24 minutes, 6-9 from the field. 2-3 from 3. Not going to see that often from Dennis, but he's been sneakily not too bad from 3, you know, of late when he's been taking him. He's a wonderful rebounder too. Did have the 6 boards, 2 assists, a block as well. The Nets did a great job tonight as a team of getting Victor Wembanyama away from the rim because he might be the most domineering presence when he's around the paint and hoop area. So getting him out there and really driving hard and getting into the paint for really consistent opportunities allowed them to be really aggressive. And Dennis Smith Jr. did a great job of that tonight and allowed the Nets to really dominate the paint. You know, 58 points to 44 there. That's where they really made a big mark and also hit 50% of their 34 threes, which isn't too bad either. So it was just a nice night against, you know, obviously a lackluster opponent. But Dennis Smith Jr., his heart, his tenacity, getting into the passing lanes, the aggression, you know. The Nets have got some 2 Dennises, plural Denis Villeneuve. Great director, by the way. But Dennis Smith Jr. was great tonight as well. And you know, it seems to me he gives, because he plays bigger than his size, as does Dennis Schroeder as well, it allows Jacques Vaughn to go to 3 guard combinations. You know, him, those 2, and Cam. I think that there's going to be some staggering of those guys at different points in time, but they're very good players. And Dennis Smith Jr. has been, you know, really positive for the Nets. And, you know, I was intrigued by the rotation in general that we didn't see Lonnie Walker, who I heard was on a minutes restriction. But yeah, only got the 6 minutes tonight. Katie Bates D-up hit a nice drive in his 4 minutes. Noah Clowney hit a 3-ball. I think Nick and I spoke about Noah Clowney and his 3-point fluidity in terms of the numbers weren't there in college, but the form and mechanics are. So if that can translate, maybe we get some Clowney clacks. Clacks Clowney, whatever you want to call it, front court minutes. Because I want to see him get some more development time, some more minutes going forward, because he's a talent, and I think he's got something. So overall, great night for Nets fans. Great night for Nets fans. Great debut for Dennis Schroeder. But I wanted to touch on a few little front office-y sort of things and such around, you know, Sean Marks and the Nets. And what we saw, we heard via Brian Lewis. Again, you listen to Brian Lewis, that guy knows. And he, when he speaks, you listen. Apparently, this is via, you know, Eric Slater and his podcast. Great podcast. A lot of great Nets pods out there. Houston did offer much of what was remaining of the haul that they got from Brooklyn. However, that was not something that was of interest to the Nets because they're not interested in tearing this down to the studs and rebuilding. So, look, Sean Marks has all fingers crossed. Josiah has all fingers and toes crossed that Donovan Mitchell or someone else wants out, and they are the destination that the Nets want. I'm skeptical of that, as I've alluded to, because of the likes of the Knicks, the Thunder. Other teams have better situations, also similar assets, but Look, if it, as I've said time and time again, if Sean Marks and Josiah lead the Nets to a successful postseason run and lead us to a championship, I'll eat all my words and eat all the humble pie in the world, but I have my skepticism. So should the Nets have taken that offer? I probably would have, but it remains to be seen how it does all pan out. In saying that, we shall see how, I guess, it does go, because Brian Lewis also did say that the Nets have been a bit unreasonable in negotiations, again, on the same similar sort of podcast, so a bit stubborn when it comes to Sean Marks and his strategy about the Nets. So whether I believe it, I don't believe it, we shall see. And another thing, Kevin O'Connor, in his NBA power rankings, you know, he obviously said that the Nets had a nice little trade deadline, but he also mentioned this little tidbit. I recently had a conversation with a high-level NBA executive who tore into Sean Marks and said he should be fired this offseason for the hopeless situation the Nets find themselves in. Now, I don't think the Nets are hopeless. I think that they, because the hopeless would be like, you know, your Wizards, your Pistons, your Hornets. I think they're close to that. But I think that there are some, I think they're stuck in more like a Raptors sort of malaise-y, average-y sort of situation, which can be just as bad in a lot of ways. So look, when other NBA executives are saying that, who knows? And as I said the other day on Twitter, which some people, for some reason, you know, I was discussing this with my fiance, and I'm like, I try to put out a level of a measured tweet once and a measured take, and I still get a little bit of criticism for it. Now, so be it. Some people have their opinions. My opinion is that Sean Marks is closer to a bottom tier NBA GM than a high tier NBA GM. I think he has his strengths and weaknesses. His strengths are, I think he's good at drafting talent. I think he's really good at drafting bigs. I think he's good at drafting talent when there is less pressure and finding diamonds in the roughs. Now, I think he has a good team behind him in that too. But credit where credit is due. He's the head of the snake when it comes to that. But in terms of building rosters and building teams, there's teams over the years for the Nets have had lots of gaps. Big position, guard position, wing position. The Nets have had so many gaps. Now, a lot of that is on Sean Marks. Some of that is uncontrollable. But yeah, I'm not saying Sean Marks is, you know, Sam Presti or any sort of, you know, the caliber of that sort of guy. But I don't think he is, you know, the Troy Weaver, I think, is the bloke in Detroit who is probably the worst right now. But yeah, in saying that, he also spoke plenty about what the Nets are moving forward. And the one quote that stuck out that Nick spoke about on his page as well is that on the Nets timeline, I don't want to say we're on a 3-year timetable or a 4-year timetable. It could be faster than that. We've seen it move quicker than that in the past. Now, 3 to 4 years, it seems to me that there needs to be, I want to feel like Sean Marks on the hot seat, because when you have pressure can bleed diamonds, and maybe sometimes people don't thrive under pressure, and your stability can breed success. Maybe, who knows? But I think that Sean Marks should be under a little bit of pressure, but I don't think he is. I think Josiah and him are in tandem with how they're directing this team, whether we agree with it or not. I don't necessarily, for a lot of reasons which I've outlined on this pod and many, many other episodes, but we'll see how it goes moving forward, because I remember I can't remember if it was this last preseason where I think it was Christian Winfield or someone reporting about Sean Marks being offered an extension, whether he has that and we don't know about it, or whether that will be reported sooner rather than later, is something that remains to be seen. So, yeah, look, I don't want to put a dampening. I want to end this pod on a high. Dennis Schroeder debut, ladies and gents. What a great game from him. Clack City, Killer Cam, Jalen Wilson, give that man his minutes. He deserves them. The Nets get the W. Hopefully it builds against a couple of tough games coming up before the All-Star break, but hopefully the building blocks are there. The Nets can continue to show what the fans want, and we'll see how we go. Buzz listeners, make sure you subscribe to us on all streaming platforms. 5 stars if you can. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you want. Nets World, we got the W, baby.